The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Memvov. The Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, Daf Memvov on the Beis, Boiluhu. The Gemara has a question. Kivura, this that there is an obligation on a person to bury someone who died, mishum b'ziyonahu, is the reason why there's an obligation to bury him is because it's a b'ziyon. If you leave the dead body out, it's going to rot and decompose. So because of a b'ziyon, that's why we bury him in the ground. Oh, maybe it's a different reason, mishum kaparhu. Maybe the reason why that the mace is supposed to be buried is that he should have a kapara. Rashi says, you take him and you put him under the ground, it's in a place where it doesn't really want to be, so that will create a certain form of kapara, and that will take the mechaper and his aveiros. What's the difference? What's the nafkemino? If the reason why you're supposed to bury someone is bizyonov, is a bizyon, or because he should have a kapara. So up to Gemara, the nafkamina is, what if the person says, before he died, the omar, loy bi'ina delik baru lahu gavro. The person said, I don't want you to bury me. I amrit v'shem bizyonohu, if we say the reason why a person is supposed to be buried is to remove the bizayin, lav kol kamine. That's a bizayin. That bizayin, he doesn't have the ability to be moich on his bizayin, that everybody's gonna look at him, it's going to be disgusting that his body is decomposing. But if we say, b'yam rishum kaparuhu, if we say that the reason why he's supposed to bury someone is because of, so that he should have a kapara. So in here, when he says, I don't want a kapara, I feel I don't need a kapara, and therefore we will not be obligated to bury him, to cause him to have a kapara, since he does not want to have a kapara. That is the Gemara's question, and the Gemara tries to prove it from a bunch of different places. Now this Gemara is very strange, because previously, the Gemara earlier, a few lines up, said, Minayim l'malin es meisli, how do we know if somebody leaves his mace overnight, sh'over olav aloisesei, that he is over aloisesei, if somebody does not bury a mace that day, he's over aloisesei, tam aloimer ki kavar tik berenu, mikam l'malin es meis sh'over aloisesei. We have, it says, l'isol n'vlosei alait, so you're not allowed to leave a dead body overnight without burial. And the Gemara has it sad to say that not only is there a loisase, it's quite possible that there's also a mitzvah saseh. The Rambam himself counts a mitzvah, special mitzvah saseh, mitzvah, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah reish lamed aleph, that there is a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah to bury dead people. So everyone agrees that there is at least a loisase, at least a lav, and maybe even an aseh to bury mason. So how could the Gemara come over here and say, well, if the person who's about to die says that I don't want to have a kapara, I don't want to be buried, so then you don't have to bury him. Well, why is it up to, well, first of all, what right does he have to say that I don't want to be buried? He's mevatel a mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah leisem in HaTorah. And second of all, well, who made him the balabos? Who made him in charge of deciding whether he should be mekayim a mitzvah or not? If there's a mitzvah to bury him, and if you don't bury him, so we don't care what he says. The Torah says you have to take him and put him in the ground and bury him. So just because he says he doesn't want to have a kapara, why should that impact on the obligation to bury him or not? The Gemara seems at first glance to be very schwer, it's a very strong question on the Gemara. So the Maritzchias over here wants to answer based on a Ran. We find the Gemara earlier, the Gemara said, Amar li shvar malka l'Rav Chama. The Shvar Malka, who was a non-Jewish king, said to Rav Chama, "Yes, Rav Chama, kvura min haTorah minayin." He asked Rav Chama, "The Amora, where does it say in the Torah that there is a mitzvah to bury somebody? And the Gemara says, Ishtik, Rav Chama was quiet, Loi Amar Lev Loi Midi, and he didn't answer him. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Imser Amu B'Yodit Tavshoi, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is very critical, he says that the world was given to Tavshoi, people who are unintelligent. Why did Rav Chama not answer? He should have said, we have Psukim, Kavritik Berenu. There's a bunch of Psukim that the Gemara brings, that it says very clearly in the Torah that there's a mitzvah kvura. As we said before, that there is a mitzvah in Torah. So the Gemara tries to get out of it. The Gemara says, Kavritik Berenu doesn't necessarily mean underground. It means that you could put him into a box, put him into an aron, and then the Gemara brings other Psukim, and the Gemara says that the Psukim are not necessarily a strong proof, because it's possible to get out of the Psukim, and it's possible to explain them in different ways, so that we wouldn't necessarily see from the Psukim that there will be a mitzvah in HaTorah to bury dead bodies. So the Ran says over here, what's going on? The Gemara says earlier, the Gemara said clearly, that if you don't bury a dead body, you're a loisasei, and possibly even an asei, like we mentioned. So how could the Gemara say, Rav Chama, oh, he has a way out for the Psukim? The Gemara before didn't have a way out. The Gemara before said that we see from the Psukim that there's a mitzvah kvura. So what's the Gemara doing over here and saying the opposite and saying we don't necessarily see there's a mitzvah kvura? So the Ran says that you see from here that Rav Chama Taka disagrees with the previous Gemara. That even though the previous Gemara had clear Psukim that said there is a mitzvah in HaTorah to bury, however, Rav Chama argues, and Rav Chama says, no, there isn't necessarily a clear mitzvah in HaTorah to bury somebody underground, because it's possible to explain the Psukim differently, like the Gemara says over here. So since there's a possibility of explaining the Psukim in a different way, where we don't clearly see that there is a mitzvah in HaTorah to bury a dead body underground, so therefore, says the Maariv Chiyus, the noun, the Gemara could come and ask a question. Once we've already established that there are those opinions, like such as the opinion of Rav Chama, who hold that there is no mitzvah in HaTorah to actually bury somebody, so why do you have to bury him? So they have to come up with new reasons why you might have to bury Mason. Now that we say there's no mitzvah, so maybe it's because of Bizayon, maybe it's because of Kapara. And now the Gemara says that if it's because of Kapara, so there we have a possibility, we have a case where the Nifter, the person who's dying, has the choice, and he can decide that he doesn't want to be buried. Mashenkin, however, if I learn, like the other opinion, the first opinion of the Gemara, Ein Chanami, the halacha will be that in such a situation, if since it's a mitzvah in HaTorah to bury somebody, then there's nothing you can do about it. The person who died, he doesn't have a choice. He has no opinion on the matter. He can't decide whether he should be buried or he shouldn't be buried, because there's a mitzvah in HaTorah to bury. So this is the answer. This is how the Maariv Chiyus wants to explain our Gemara based upon the Pirush of the Ran in our Gemara. However, it's very clear from Rashi that Rashi disagrees with the Ran. Because Rashi, on the Gemara, earlier Gemara with Rav Chama, when Rashi himself seems to ask why Rav Chama didn't say like the Gemara said before. The Gemara said before clearly that there's a mitzvah in HaTorah to perform the kvura. So how could Rav Chama, why was Rav Chama able to give him a clear pasuk, a clear place in the Torah where it says there's a mitzvah to bury? So Rashi says earlier that this that the Gemara said that the psukim kikarvet tikvarenu according to Rav Chama aren't clear cut because we could explain the psukim differently. So Rashi says mishani. Rashi says clearly that Rav Chama really agrees to the Gemara before. Rav Chama agrees that the Psukim say clearly that there is a mitzvah of Kvura. The reason why he didn't respond to Shvar Malka, to this non-Jewish king, that we have a clear pasuk like the Gemara said earlier, is because he felt that the king, this non-Jewish king Shvar Malka, would not appreciate the drushes that the Gemara said earlier, and he wouldn't be able to completely understand that this is a clear-cut drusha. So therefore, he didn't say over those psukim, even though Rav Chama really agrees to the Gemara before that there is a mitzvah in HaTorah of kvur. So according to Rashi, there is no chaylik, there is no shita in the Gemara that says clearly that there is no mitzvah in HaTorah of kvur, and even Rav Chama agrees that there is a mitzvah of Kvur. But according to Rashi, we will not be able to answer that when the Gemara is afterwards, whether Kavura is because of the Zayin, or if it's because of Kapara, that the Gemara is going according to that opinion, that there is no mitzvah of Kavura. Because according to Rashi's, the way Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, there is no opinion, there is no such shita that holds, there is no mitzvah of Kavura. So how are we going to explain the shita of Rashi? So, in order to explain the sheet of Rashi, the difference of opinion, the machlokes between Rashi and the Ran, we have to understand exactly what is the mitzvah of Kruah. When the Torah says there is a mitzvah of Kavar Tikkureta, and there is a mitzvah to bury someone, to bury a dead body. So how do we understand this mitzvah? And the way to understand this mitzvah is to understand who exactly is obligated in this mitzvah. We find that the Rambam says that the Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yedal, that there is a mitzvah in Atayr of Kvura. As you mentioned before, there's a mitzvah of Kvuras Mason. Nevertheless, the Rambam in Hilchos Avol says that there's a mitzvah midivrei soifrim to be goyim al-chesed. There's a mitzvah midivrei soifrim to treat people well. And included in this mitzvah, the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah of achnasas kalo, and there's a mitzvah of havoyas ha-mason, there's a mitzvah of Kvuras Mason. It's a mitzvah to bury dead people. So the Mefarshim are bothered. It seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam says that based on our Gemara that there's a mitzvah in HaTorah of Kvura, as we mentioned before, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says there's a mitzvah in HaTorah. And on the other hand, the Rambam says in Hilchos Avol that there is only a mitzvah in Divrei Soifrim to perform the Kvura. So the Mefarshim in Sefer Mitzvah in the Sherish Aleph, the Leif Sameich, Marganisa Tava, over there, they explain it's based on the Ramban himself. And his Asogas on the Rambam really starts to say this explanation in the Rambam, that really the question is, who is obligated in the mitzvah of Kvura? The Rambam holds that the mitzvah in HaTorah of Kvuras Mason is primarily an obligation on the relatives. It's primarily an obligation on the relatives. The closest relatives, those are the ones that are obligated in performing the Kvura. If there aren't any relatives, the relatives are unable to do it, so then, quite possibly, the mitzvah will devolve upon others. However, in a case where there is a mitzvah on where there are available kraven, there are relatives to bury, so the mitzvah is only on the kraven. That's the mitzvah and atayra that the Rambam said. This that the Rambam says that there is a mitzvah midirabbonim to engage in kuras mason as part of the general mitzvah of the haftal riach kamoicha, to do chesed with other people, that means other people that are not necessarily relatives, they're not obligated in the actual mitzvah, but they still have a mitzvah to milas chesed to engage in the kvura, even though they are not obligated min hatayr. So this is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam himself, in his hasagas to Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the first Shairish, The Ramban seems to say that the mitzvah of kvura is primarily upon whoever is the closest person who is able to perform the kvura. So what we have over here is we have a Ramban that says that kvuras mason is an element of gemilas chesed. There's an element of gemilas chesed involved in kvuras mason. However, the Rambam holds that the elements of gemilas chesed involved in kvuras mason is separated from the actual mitzvah of kvura. Which means to say that there is a mitzvah to do the kvura, regardless of whether it's a chesed or not. There's a halacha that the kvura is required. And there's a separate halacha to be gemil chesed to perform the kvura. That is the shita of the Rambam. Now we can say that perhaps Rashi and the Ran disagree over this idea. Is it possible to separate the mitzvah of kvura from the mitzvah of chesed that's involved in the kvura? What does that mean? It means that the Ran will hold like the Rambam. The Rambam who says that there is a separate mitzvah, there's one mitzvah to do, perform kvura, and there's a separate mitzvah of gemilas chesed. So therefore, the Ran said that if there's a mitzvah kvura, there's always a mitzvah. There's no difference whether the person wants to or not. What's the shita of Rashi? Rashi has a different opinion. Rashi holds that the mitzvah of kvura is primarily a gemilas chesed. The reason why there is a mitzvah to bury someone is because that there are some elements of either dizayin or kapara that are necessary, that require a person to be buried. So therefore, says Rashi, that it's not a clear-cut rule that you bury mason no matter what. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to perform a chesed through the burial, through the kvura of this person. We find the fascinating thing. Rashi says, by us in our Gemara, Rashi says that if the Gemara says that if kvura is because of kapara, and the person says, I don't want a kapara, so therefore there is no obligation to bury him. Zok Rashi. Rashi says, since this person said, I don't need a kapara, inami kavrile, even if they go ahead and they will bury him against his wishes, lay miskaper, he won't have a kapara. Rashi says that once this person says, I don't want a kapara, I don't need a kapara, so I don't want to be buried, even if you go ahead and bury him, there will not be a kapara. The Yad Ramah over here, Ramah disagrees with Rashi. And the Ramah says, no, it's not true. We find that even if somebody's chayiv mizas bezdin, he's chayiv skilu or straif aherig or chenik, and he's yelling and screaming, I don't want to get killed. Tough luck on him. We don't give him a choice. We go and we kill him, and that way he gets a kapara. So we see that there are times where a kapara can be affected even against the person's will. Now, on the other hand, the Mefarshim say that there are times where we see like Rashi. Let's say, for example, when it comes on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says in Krisus and Daf Zayin that if somebody says, I don't want Yom Kippur to be Mechaper, you know, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, but if somebody says, I don't want Yom Kippur to be Mechaper for me, then Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Even according to the Shitas that hold that the Yom Kippur does not require Tshuva, so really Yom Kippur would be Mechaper automatically, but if the person says, I don't want it, I don't want Yom Kippur to be Mechaper, or if somebody brings a carbon and they says, I don't want this carbon to be Mechaper for me, that carbon is not Mechaper. So we have over here a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramah. The Ramah says that the kvura will be mechaber even if he does not want to affect the kapara. Rashi says it will only affect the kapara if he wants to. If not, it won't work. Now, according to what we're saying, Rashi has to hold like this. Rashi has to hold that if the person says, I don't want a kapara, then even if they put him in the ground, it won't be mechaber. Because according to the way we've explained Rashi, Rashi Shita is that the mitzvah of Kvura is not just a mitzvah to take him and put him in the ground. The mitzvah is to do him a taiva, do him a favor, and either take away the bizarring or give him a kapara. So what happens if the person says, I don't want a kapara? But the halacha would be that if I put him in the ground, he'll get a kapara. So then there would still be a mitzvah to bury him even though he doesn't want to be buried. Because since by burying him, you're going to cause him to have a kapara against his will, so you're doing him a favor, you're doing him a chesed. If that's a chesed, so then there would still be a possibility, a strong possibility, that you would have to bury him, even if he doesn't want to be buried. So therefore, says Rashi, just that the Gemara says that he doesn't want to be buried because he doesn't want a kapara, that there's no mitzvah to bury him, it must be that when we bury him, he won't even get a kapara. So there is absolutely no reason anymore to bury him. Because the only reason to bury him, to be mekayim mitzvah kvura, is not stand that he should be buried. The mitzvah of burial is that he should have a kapara. Since he doesn't want to have a kapara, so he won't even have a kapara if you bury him. If you won't have a kapara when you bury him, therefore there is no reason to bury him. And that's why the Gemara says that even though there is a mitzvah of kvura, but the mitzvah of kvura is directly tied to the kapara that he's going to have based on his kvura.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.